We're learning Masechet Beitza, Daf Yud, and let's start again on the two dots on Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah taught that according to Beit Shammai, one cannot move a ladder from one shovach, from one pigeon nest, a dovecote, to another shovach on Yom Tov, because of Marit Ayin. It's going to look like a person is repairing a roof, and that gives an impression that somebody's not keeping Yom Tov, and we can't do that on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel, we're lenient about it. So, says the Gemara, at the two dots, Alma apparently, Gabe Simchas Yom Tov, when we have a conflict, on the one hand, we want to enable somebody to do something, so that they'll have access to food, and eating food is going to add to their joy of Yom Tov. On the other hand, there's rabbinic prohibition involved here. Like here, moving the ladder, there's rabbinic prohibition. It looks like construction. So we have a conflict. Yes, allow them to move the ladder, so get to the pigeons, he'll be able to have food, he'll have Simchas Yom Tov. Don't allow them to move the ladder, because it looks like construction. Beis Shammai l'chumra, Beis Shammai say, we'll be strict. Don't move the ladder. It looks like construction. There's not going to be food, so there won't be so much food. And Beisul are lenient. No, Simchas Yom Tov is the priority. Well, if that's the case, Rami, I'll challenge you from the first Mishnah of the Masechta. The first Mishnah was a Shochet Chayav Opi Yom Tov, which the Gemara explained on Dav Zayin Amud Beis means a guy who wants to shecht a wild animal or a bird on Yom Tov. Shammai say, go ahead. Either two opinions, Rabbi or Rav Yossi. First dig the dirt, or first shecht and then dig the dirt, and cover the dirt. You can't shecht. There's a mitzvah kisi adam. Moving dirt is an issa drabbanan, it's muktzah. If you had dirt prepared before you, and it's not muktzah to move the dirt, that's fine, then you can shecht. But otherwise, we can't ignore Yisurim Drabanan to enable you to shecht and have food on Yom Tov. So here you see that Beis Hillel deprioritized the food on Yom Tov and prioritized the rabbinic prohibitions of Yom Tov. Whereas here in our Mishnah, it's the opposite. That Beit Shammai are the ones who are saying, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, so you don't have so much food, so what? And Beis Hillel are the ones who are saying, no, food has to take priority. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mukhlefes Hashita, we have to switch. Who said what? We have to say that Beis Hillel are the ones who do allow you to move. Beis Hillel are the ones who say, right? We have to say Beis Hillel say you cannot move the ladders from place to place because they're focused on the Maris Ayin. And Beis Shammai are the ones who say you can move the ladders from Dovka to Dovka, because the most important thing is Simchas Yom Tov. And Simchas Yom Tov overrules Isurim, the Rabbanan of Yom Tov. The same way, Beis Shammai say, you tell the guy who wants to shecht, you can shecht, and now cover the dirt, even though there is Isurim, the Rabbanan involved in covering the dirt. Says the Gemara, no, mimai, that's not necessarily the case. Who says that that's so? Dilma, maybe I'd come upon Beis Shammai Hassam. Maybe when Beis Shammai said that a guy could shecht and then cover the dirt, it's that there really wasn't much of an Isser. There wasn't much of a prohibition of Yom Tov. Hey, Chadika Decker notes, where the shovel was already in the dirt from before Yom Tov. If the shovel's in the dirt before Yom Tov, you're not doing really big Yisurim Drabanan. Oh, it's digging. It might look like digging. It's really not such a prohibition here. The dirt's already broken up. The shovel's already in the dirt. And so for the sake of food, fine. When you deal with a more significant rabbinic prohibition here, moving ladders from place to place, that looks like construction. That's not what you prepared beforehand. Then lo, the Mishnah says, you're not going to do that for Simchas Yom Tov. You can say another reason why it's not a contradiction. Maybe Beis Hillel say over here, you can move the ladders from dovecote to dovecote. Because it's a ladder of a dovecote, and it's clear that it's for the dovecotes. Beis Hillel don't think that there's really an Isser Drabanan here. There's no Isser of Maris Ayin. It doesn't look like construction here. Avol Hasam, but when you want to shecht, and now you're going to move dirt, which is muktzah, that's an Isser Drabanan. You're going to put a shovel into the ground, that's softening ground. You're going to lift up dirt from the ground, that's makalkel. Yeah, it's destructive, but it's a form of bone, it's a form of building. You have a whole bunch of prohibitions over there. No, then Beis Hillel don't allow it. Ella, so if Rabbi Yochanan said anything, Ikasha, something was hard for him, Hakasha, the following was problematic for him. The next mission is going to teach us. A guy is not allowed to pick up pigeons out of a nest on Yom Tov, unless before Yom Tov he already lifted the pigeons. And they say, Omer, Omer, he doesn't have to lift the pigeons before Yom Tov. He can just stand up next to the nest and say, Zev is any noto. This pigeon and this pigeon I'm going to take tomorrow. That's already enough of a preparation to make it not muktzah. Alma apparently got Simchas Yom Tov. Now, why do we have such an argument? Basil are more lenient. Why? Because it's pigeons, because it's food. So to enable a person to enjoy Yom Tov, Beisham Elochumr, Beisham say, no, we have to be more strict. We have to hold on to the Surim of Muktzah. You still have to pick up the pigeon to prepare it. Ubeisil Elochul, Beisil are more lenient. We're many, but I'll challenge you. We learned, Ashochet Chayavot B'Yom Tov, if a person, our Mishnah, wants to shech a wild animal, the first Mishnah, wants to shech a wild animal or a bird on Yom Tov, Beisham say, okay, you can do it, no problem, just cover the dirt. And Beis Hillel say, no, you can't do it because you didn't prepare dirt from before. So you see that Beis Hillel are the ones who are not so concerned with Simchas Yom Tov, and they are more strict. Amrav Yochanan, Yochanan says, Muflachas Vashito, we have to switch who says what. Beis Shammai are the ones who are lenient. They're the ones who say, all you need to do is stand over the nest. Beis Hillel were the ones who are strict, who said, you have to lift the birds. So Gemara says, Vidilma, maybe Loi, maybe that's not really the case again. Why do you have to switch who says what? Adkan Lami Beis Shammai, Elohechav Yikodekar. No, it's maybe Beis Shammai don't generally hold that Simchas Yom Tov overrules Isurim Drabanan. They just held that in the first case of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, you had a shovel there from before Yom Tov. So since you had a shovel in the dirt before Yom Tov, really not much of an Isur Drabanan here. Then they allow it. But in the case where a person didn't do an action, right? Dekar Notz is an action. He put a shovel into the dirt. But if he doesn't do an action, he doesn't lift the birds. He just says that the birds are okay. Beis Shammai wouldn't think that's okay. Inami alternatively, another resolution to the contradiction. Maybe Beis Hillel wouldn't say over here that you can move the ladders from dovecot to dovecot, and we're not worried, oh, it looks like it's construction, not because Simchas Yom Tov is so powerful, it overrules the Yisur D'Rabban of don't do things that look like construction. Elkim the Muktzu, because since maybe over here, Beis Hillel say, all you need to do is stand over the nest and say, these are the birds I'm going to take tomorrow, that's enough. Not because Simchas Yom Tov overrules Muktzah. El Tekim and the Muktzahu, the whole problem is only a problem of Muktzah, that a living thing is out of mind. So, if he stands up and he says, I'm going to take these two tomorrow, so Sagi, now it's already not Muktzah. Abul Hasam, and in terms of digging with the shovel, there it's not just the issue of muktzah. As we said, that could also be the issue of chafira, that the rabbis don't want you to dig because that might lead you to do construction. Not just an issue of muktzah, it's out of mind. It might lead you to do construction, so that's a different issue. So that issue overrules Simchas Yom Tov, but not generally a question of whether Simchas Yom Tov is strong or not so strong. Ella, so apparently, when Yochanan wanted to switch Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Kasha, if he had a problem, Hakasha, the following was a problem for him. We're going to learn soon. Tomorrow's daf. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, Einotunes Ali. You're not allowed to move a board, a big board that's used really for the grinding of wheat. You can't move this board. It's a klisha malachta l'isur, a utensil which is dedicated for a prohibited activity on Yom Tov. You can't move it even for a permissible activity, what we call l'tzorach gufo, for its own needs, for a permissible use, the katziv olav basar, to now chop on it meat. U'beisil matir, Beisil will say, you are allowed to move the big board in order to chop on it meat. So presumably, that's the issue again. There is an issur d'rabbanan. This is a mukta issur. This is a mukta prohibition. And Beis Shammai are saying, well, Simchas Yom Tov is so important, you overrule issur d'rabbanan for Simchas Yom Tov. You can move the muktzah item in order to chop up meat. And Beis Hillel are the ones who are saying, I'm sorry, Beis Shammai say you can't. Muktzah is big. It's a big deal. It overrules Simchas Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel say Simchas Yom Tov overrules muktzah. Amal gav Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai l'chomer, Beis Hillel kula. That means that Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai are not so concerned with it. They're machmir about it. And Beis Hillel are lenient about it. But Mina, but I'll challenge you. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah. First Mishnah of the Masechta. Shochet chayv ov. A guy wants to shecht a wild animal or a bird. Beis Shammai say, go ahead and shecht. And you'll use the dirt that's around to cover. It's okay. We'll overlook some of the surim that are involved in that. And Bezalel said, no, unless you have dirt set aside, prepared from before, you can't do that. So you see that Beis Hillel don't care so much about Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai do care about Simchas Yom Tov. And here it's a contradiction to that. So Rabbi Yochanan Uchlev Zashit, Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to switch who said what. Beis Shammai really are the ones who say you could move around the board, and Beis Hillel are the ones who say you can't move the board. Says the Gemara, Mimai. But again, who's to say that those two points are linked to each other? Yeah? Right. So that's what the Gemara is struggling with. Very good. The Gemara says, no, Mimai, who's to say that? That's a contradiction. Maybe it's not a contradiction. Maybe Bishamai allow in our first Mishnah of the Masechta to shecht an animal, even though you're going to be moving dirt afterwards. Notes. That's because the shovel is already put into the dirt. And since the shovel is put into the dirt, that's already achan of the dirt. And the Yisrael Rabban in here is not such a big deal anymore. Notes. But when you don't have a shovel put into the dirt beforehand, lo, Beis Shammai would say you can't shecht a chaya or an oaf. Inami alternatively, maybe Beis Hillel here are lenient about moving the ali, moving the board, not because they think Simchas Yom Tov overrules Yisurim Drabanan. El Dika Torah's Kli Alav. It's true, it's Muktzah, but it's a utensil, it's Muktzah. It's a Kli Shemalach V'Lisser. It's a utensil that is for prohibited use. So when you have a utensil for a prohibited use, you're allowed to move it for a permitted use. Here they're moving it for permitted use. There's no prohibition here at all. It's not that Simchas Yom Tov is overruling a prohibition. Abul Hasam Lo, but over there, when we're not dealing with the same issue, we're dealing with dirt, we're dealing with Muktzah items that are not a kli, then Beis Hillel say you can't move them, and you can't shecht, therefore, because you're not going to be able to cover the blood. Ella, rather, Ikash, if there was a question for Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Hakash, this is where Rabbi Yochanan is question. We're going to learn another Mishnah. Beis Shammai say, Einos Nesor Lifnei Ador San, on Yom Tov, you can't take the skin of an animal that you just slaughtered, you can't take the skin and put it in front of people who are going to step on it. Nor can you even lift that skin, because it's Muktzah. Unless it has some meat on it still. So since you can move the meat, you can move the skin that the meat is attached to, because you're just moving meat. So you're allowed to take the skin and put it down for people to step on it, and you're allowed to move the skin even if there is no meat on it. So what's Pshat Beis Hillel? Why do Beis Hillel hold you can move the skin of an animal that you shechted? Probably it's all part of Simchas Yom Tov, since they wanted to encourage people to shecht, because they want people to have meat to enjoy Yom Tov. If they said, even if after they shecht, you have to move the skin, you can move the skin. If a guy couldn't move the skin, he's not going to shecht because he's going to lose the skin. But if you can move the skin and people can step on it, then it's starting to turn it into leather, then he'll be willing to shecht. So if you see that Beis Hillel allows Simchas Yom Tov to overrule Yisurim Drabanan, and Beis Shammai do not. So again, you see that Beis Shammai are not so concerned with Simchas Yom Tov, they're more concerned with Muktzah issues. Beis Hillel are concerned with Simchas Yom Tov. We're meaning about to challenge you. We learned the first mission in the Masechta. Shochet Chayav Opi Yom Tov. A guy wants to shecht a wild animal on Yom Tov because he wants to have food. Beis Shammai say, okay, go ahead. We'll find a way for you to cover the dirt. If you had a shovel already in the dirt, you can use that. Beis Hillel say, no, unless you had dirt set aside to cover the blood, you can't do this. You can't shecht. So you see that Beis Hillel don't care so much about Simchas Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai care about Simchas Yom Tov. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlef is Ashita. Rabbi Yochanan said, you have to switch who said what. You have to say that Beis Shammai are the ones who say you can move around the skins. Beis Hillel say, you cannot move around the skin. So says Mark, yeah, me, my, who's to say that that's the issue? Joe Maloey, maybe that's not the case at all. Ad kamo kam Beis Shammai hasam. Beis Shammai said over there that you can shecht, and we don't care about the Yisurim Drabanan. Eleich adik adekar notes, because again, we're talking about a case where the shovel's already put into the ground from before Yom Tov. There's not much of a prohibition here. Eleich adik adekar notes, but if you didn't have a shovel put into the ground before, and you're going to be getting into an Yisurim Drabanan, don't be shoveling. So then, lo, then they wouldn't allow you. They'd say that Yisrael Drabanan overrules Simchas Yom Tov. There's another answer. Maybe here Beis Hillel says you can move the skins because the skins are not muktzah according to Beis Hillel. Because you can use it as a blanket. You can use it as a mattress. Since people can lay down on it, it has a permissible use. It's not muktzah. I've lost somewhat over there in regards to shechting and now moving dirt. Dirt is muktzah. Lo, Beis Hillel wouldn't say it. So again, maybe what was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Ikash, this is the following thing that he was referring to. Beis Shammai, Omer, we learned in the Mishnah later. Beis Shammai say they used to have stores that were movable. It was like a shed. You would carry it from place to place. So even though we're not allowed to, in theory, pay for things on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because people might write down But the rabbi said, if a guy needs food, he's allowed to go to the store to get the store owner to give him food. Store owner will remember, and then after Yom Tov, he'll pay. So Beshama say, "Ein misalkin satrisim b'Yom Tov." If it's a Yom Tov and the people need food from the makolet, so you can't go to your friend, the owner of owns your local makolet, who has the makolet, which is a shed. It's a kli, it's a utensil. It's not attached to the ground, and have him take off the tris. The tris is the doors to this the shutters, right? To take the shutters off, and then he would put the shutters down and put out all the spices on the shutters. You can't take off the shutters on Yom Tov. Basil allowed you. So presumably, what's the issue? It's about getting food. Basil say it's so important to get food because we need to have Simchas Yom Tov. So we ignore the fact that you are removing an item and that might lead you to do construction. It looks like construction. And Beishamah said, no, the issue of Rabbanon overruled the importance of Simchas Yom Tov. Basil Matsir Maflach, Basil say you can even put the shutter back. Almost you see, got Simchas Yom Tov, Beishamah Luchumra, Beishamah say we're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov overrule things. Ubisil Lakula, Basil Lenient. For a minute, but I'll challenge you from our Mishnah, Shochet Chai, the first Mishnah, Masechta, Shochet Chai, Vop, Yom Tov. A guy wants to shech a wild animal on Yom Tov. Beishamah, let him do it, and Beishamah, don't, unless he had dirt already prepared from before. The Mishnah, Beishamah, Beishamah, Lokash. Okay, Beishamah, we can answer. Awesome, Dikodeka nuts, as we've been answering all along. Beishamah would say in the first Mishnah, it's where there was a shovel already put into the dirt before Yom Tov, so we don't have such Yisrum Drabbanan here. But here though we don't have preparation from before. Here you have a really Yisurim Drabbanan. El Basil, Basil, Kasha, but Basil is a contradiction. Here he's lenient about an Isser in order to enable you to have food, and earlier he wasn't lenient about an Isser to enable you to have food. Amr Biochum Uchlev Sashit, we have to switch who said what here between Beisham and Basil. Says Gemara, Udilma, alternatively I can give you another answer. So Malohi, maybe again, it's really not comparable. Ad kan lo ka'amri beis hillel hacha, el mishum dein binyan b'kelim v'mstir b'kelim. Maybe here beis hillel allow you to remove the shutters, because we're talking about, again, a movable shed. Beis hillel holds on a kli, there's no such thing as binyan or stira, not even drabanan. Aval hasam lo, but when you deal with really sum drabanan, then beis hillel say, Simchas Yom Tov does not overrule the isurim drabanan. All right, next Mishnah. Beishamah, Yom Beishamah, say, in terms of taking pigeons out of the Dovkot, Lo Yito, you can't take the pigeons on Yom Tov, Elim Keni Ani Abibod Yom, unless you already lifted the pigeons up before Yom Tov. Beishamah say, no, Omid Va'omer, you can just stand over the pigeon and say, Zev Zani Notel, these are the ones that I'm going to take tomorrow. Amr Chanan Bar Ami, Machlokes Vibrecha Rishona. Machlokes is about the first two pigeons. When a pigeon is in a Dovkot, it gives birth to two pigeons every month. Except for 1 month, but otherwise it gives birth to two pigeons every month, the male and the female. So usually the first litter, the first two pigeons are left with the mother to keep the mother company. So if we're talking about those first two pigeons, that's where you have this argument. Beishamah savri gazrina. Beishamah say, since people normally leave those pigeons with the mother, we make a decree that if you just stand up and say, these are the pigeons I'm going to take tomorrow, maybe tomorrow's going to change his mind. And he's not going to take these pigeons, he's just going to leave them with the mother. Beisil savri, beisil hold. Lo gazrina, we don't make such a decree. But when we deal with the second set of pigeons or the third set of pigeons, everybody agrees, but only for Omer. All he has to do is stand up before Yom Tov and say, Zevazani Notel, and that's already enough to prepare it, and it is Mucha. All right, now a question. Why did he say he has to stand up and say, these two pigeons I'm taking? Why can't he just stand up and say before Yom Tov, Leima? Let him say, Mikanani Noto, I'm going to take from this nest, Lamachar, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to take from this nest. And then tomorrow, whatever he picks, he'll take and we'll do Breira. Breira means he can do later, can do an act later, and it'll reveal what you meant earlier. So he'll take the pigeon tomorrow, and that'll reveal what he meant now to prepare. We're going to tell him, Beisil, alas, do Breira. Beisil doesn't hold a Breira. They hold, you can't say, I'll do something later, and that'll reveal what I meant now. You know, Beisil does hold a Breira, as he learned, in regards to the tumah of doorways. The rabbis made a tumah drabanan on a doorway. If there is a room with a dead body, and the dead body is going to come out through this doorway, even though right now the door is locked, and person's separated from the tumah, if he's sitting under the doorway, he becomes tameh. About time, didn't we learn the Mishnah? Ames b'bayis. Let's say you have a dead body in a room. There are lots of doorways to this room. There are a lot of entrances. Then everybody sitting under all those entrances becomes tameh kulun tameh, because we don't know where the mace is coming out of. So each one creates a tumah. Niftach echad mehen, but if only one door is open, then who tameh? That doorway, the people sitting there are tameh, the kulun tameh. The people sitting under the other doorways are tameh. Chashav lotzio be'achamet, if he's planning to take out the dead body under one of in one doorway, or b'chalon sheish b'arba al arba, or through a window that is 4x4, atzel zakol psachim kulan, and all the other doorways do not have any tumah. He has to have already prepared where he will take the dead body out before the dead body died, before the person died. Even after the dead body died. So what do you see? Even after the person died. So he didn't know at that time which was the doorway. But then when he says, I'm using the doorway on the left, that's it. That's Mevar Lemafreya. That reveals retroactively that that was the doorway. And the tumah is only through there, and there's no tumah in the other doorway. So you see the basic holes of Breira. And it's the one, I don't know. My Allah, we learned about that. Basically, only saying, once he says, I'm using the door on the left. So from when he said it and forward, the door on the left is the only one which has the tumah. But beforehand, there's still be tumah because there is no Breira. There is no ability to do an action now and reveal something about what was earlier. Rabbi Yoshe also said that, the taras ha-psachim ikan ulahaba. Kind of laba in, but lemafreya lo. Rav Amar Rava said no, lo lemafreya. Really, when Beis Hillel says that he can decide after the person died, this is the doorway I'm using. That means all the other doors are not going to become tzar, even retroactively. So if so, why did Beis Hillel say here that he has to stand and say these two pigeons I'm taking? Why not just say I'm taking a pigeon from the nest, and then tomorrow he'll figure out which one, and that'll reveal retroactively which one? The answer is Dilma mitzalta v'shavik, mitzalta v'shavik. If tomorrow he has to pick the one, then maybe tomorrow he's going to pick one up, say, oh no, this isn't big enough. He'll put it back down. Pick another one up and say, it's not big enough. And come and tell to me, I'll end up carrying things that really were never permitted to be carried because they were never revealed retroactively to be the ones he wanted. So I said, I understand. But you said, he doesn't have to pick them up. He can just stand on Erev Yom Tov and say, these are the ones I'm taking. This one and this one I'm taking. So again, maybe he's going to come Yom Tov, he's going to decide he doesn't want them because they're not big enough, because he didn't pick them up yet. So the Gemara said, no, Hani Mili Me'erev Yom Tov. That's only before Yom Tov. So before Yom Tov, once he's preparing these things before Yom Tov, he knows he has to prepare it, and he's not able to use the things that he didn't prepare. Avo, but if on Erev Yom Tov he only said, I'm going to take from this nest and I'm going to choose tomorrow on Yom Tov. That's already usher. Because the Zimnin, because sometimes the Mishtaki Shmeinim, Chushim, is going to find that the birds that he thought were good or fat, it turns out they're really not fat. And things that were Chushim, that were thin, are really Shmeinim. And we're coming to Talfu Mit Lo Chazile. He's going to end up carrying things that he had never permitted to carry. He'll pick something up. He thought he could take this one. It turns out, no, it's not big enough. He'll put it back down. So I end up carrying on Yom Tov. Alternatively, Zimnin, sometimes, if he said, I'm going to take from this nest, but he didn't say particular birds, he might find that they're all too thin. He'll just leave them. He's going to leave Simchas Yom Tov. Therefore, it's not enough for him to say, I'm going to take from the nest. He says, I'm going to take these birds. That's already Achana. And he can take those the next day on Yom Tov. All right, next case about a guy who prepares pigeons. Zimin Shchorim, he prepared black pigeons that he was going to use on Yom Tov. And Matz Levanim, but now when he comes on Yom Tov, there are only white pigeons there. Levanim, he had prepared white pigeons in Matz Shchorim, now there are only black pigeons there. Shnayim, he prepared two, Matz Shlosh, now there are three there. Asurim, so he can't take the pigeons because these are not the ones that were prepared. But Shlosh, if he prepared three, Matz Shnayim, now there are only two, Mutarim, because one left. But these two are the ones that were prepared. If he prepared the Soha Khan inside the nest, and with Matzah Lifnei Khan, he finds it on the board in front of the nest, Asur, they're prohibited, because maybe the birds of the nest ran away. These are other birds. However, he means Elohim, but if these are the only birds that are around, the birds of the nest, then they're permitted. So as the Gemara of Sheet, of course, if he prepared black ones and he finds white ones, they're no good. It's not what he prepared. Amar Rabba said, here what are we talking about? He has a nest for black birds, he prepared those. He has another nest for white birds, and he prepared those. Now he wakes up, he finds that the black ones are in the white bird's nest, and he finds the white birds are in the black bird's nest. They've switched. So Ma'aditzim would have thought to say, Hani Inu Ninu, these are the same birds that he prepared. They just switched nests. That's the Chiddush, that no, we're not saying that. We're aware that these birds that he prepared left. These are others. Says the Gemara, okay, why do you assume that? Lema, this is seemingly a proof. When you have a question, rov v'karov, to determine something, is this something which is part of the majority, or is this something which is from the closest item? You choose the majority. So you're saying here, choose the majority. Talking from the birds in the world. Says the Gemara, it's not a proof. No, Kedam Rabbi, the same way Rabbi is going to explain tomorrow that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there is a nest and there is a daf, there is a board right in front of the nest. Hachanami, here too, there is a board in front of the nest. And on that board, you have lots of birds that come and sit. And therefore we say, even if we're looking about Karo, we're determining things based on what's closest, we assume that these birds, the white birds that are in the black bird nest, or the black birds that are in the white bird nest, probably didn't come from the other nest, right? But they came from the board, and therefore they were not prepared, and we cannot use them on Yom Tov. Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.